Numerous child marriages are taking place in Bangladesh, where people living in grinding poverty are eager to marry off dependent girls into often unhappy relationships that frequently end in divorce.
At the tender age of 9, Shahida Begum went riding on her uncle's shoulders to her equally young bridegroom's home in northern Bangladesh. She came back 3 months after the wedding, divorced. Her marriage broke up because her poor father could not pay a promised dowry of $50 to her husband's family.
We are poor people. As the demand of money for the dowry was small from the groom's side, she was given for marriage at a young age.
According to a human rights group research, more than 6 million child marriages have taken place in northern Bangladesh in the last 30 years, and more than 90% of them have ended in divorce. 90% of Bangladesh's 130 million people are Muslims. Local officials say child marriages are rampant because of the dictums of the region's Islamic teachers and blind faith placed in them by villagers. They add that the administration is grappling with the problem and finding it hard to curb it.
The government is trying to prevent it. Okay, whenever it is reported in our newspapers, we go over there and try to solve this. The problem is there, we must have to create social awareness to stop such types of marriage. So this is a social problem, it will take time to stop.
An NGO in the area is now working to help rural women campaign against underage marriages by setting up a school to educate them.
We want to stop child marriage, so we made a school that will give us Western education, and this will prevent the child marriage. If we have Western education, we can choose our own future.
Muslim law prohibits marriages for girls below 18 and for boys under 21. But government officials add that the rule is being routinely flouted in poor localities like Kahalu.